Hey, this is Marconi, and getting a late start today. I actually had to get up early to do a voice over rewrite for a client. People often ask me, "What do you do now that you're not on the radio every day?" Well, I do freelance voiceover stuff, and I work for a bit service as a freelance producer. So it's stuff on the side until the next radio show. And so I was up early this morning because they're on the East Coast doing a reversion of something that they had me do. So now, how you get up and you want to eat breakfast right away, but then you sit at the computer, and I was working on stuff and you realize I haven't eaten anything. And for a guy like me, that's not good. So I'm getting up now. I like to open the windows so I can see the dreary day that is before us. The weather in Portland is overcast, of course. This is spring, but I am hopeful that it'll get nice soon. Yeah, right. Oh my God, it's never gonna stop raining. No, but so I'm about to make breakfast. I mean, it's late in the morning, but I still like to make breakfast every day. I'm in my kitchen right now, and think I'm gonna have a bacon and egg McMuffin. Well, not the McMuffin, just bacon and egg muffin, English muffin. I make a lot of my own stuff, and especially when you have a lot of time like I do, I actually have become a way better cook. I cook all the meals here at the house, and my wife seems to appreciate that. I don't know, and it's kind of weird because I'm not like a person who wants to go to school to learn how to be a chef, but it always seems like more. Like if I told somebody, "Hey, what are you doing? Are you laid off? Are you just sitting around?" It sounds like you're a complete loser. But if you say, "Oh well, I'm going to school now to learn how to be a chef," it seems like you've got something going on in your life. Even if it's junior college, I'm taking a course in video editing. It seems like you're doing something instead of sitting around the house in your underwear doing voiceover work for somebody in the East Coast. I don't know, but so maybe I'll do that. I don't know, but the thing is when you do exactly what you love, the thing that would be your hobby if you didn't have it as a job, it's kind of hard to, and you've done it all your life. It's kind of hard to find anything different. Like, I love watching squirrels. I mean, it just doesn't. I don't know. So I have a desire to learn more about photography. But isn't that something that you do like when you're kind of semi-retired? So maybe I'll wait to do that. I don't know. So I have a lot of things that I do, but you just don't really know about them. It's not like I am a going on the radio going, "Yes, I did 12 voiceover sessions today, and I hope that you hear them. Let's play them for you now." I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. So either way, I am starting my day a little late, and I just wanted to say hello, and I really do enjoy Audio Boo, and I hope that that you enjoy it. It's kind of like being able to do an instant podcast. So if you're checking this out, let me know, marconibaloney@gmail.com. And I will talk to you again a little later.